Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Sixth Form College, Solihull. This edition is focusing on student life outside of formal teaching, and in particular, the way student societies can enrich a student's time at college. So what are societies? Well, it's something you get a lot of at university, and as we pride ourselves on providing a perfect stepping stone between school and university, it should come as no surprise that we have a whole range of societies for students to get involved with. Although many of the enriched learning opportunities we provide are set up and structured by the college, things like sporting activities, additional courses, and subject-specific academies, student societies are a bit different, because this is where we give students the freedom to set something up that's just for them. Because of this, the student societies we have are different each year. It depends on the interests of the students each year. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what some of the students have to say about the different societies they're involved with and what it means to them.
I'm Beth Swift, and the societies at college I've been involved with are astronomy, anime and manga, and I've also been part of starting two societies, which are Dumbledore's Army, which is a Harry Potter fan society, and Book Club / Fandom Society when we changed it because the topic of conversations changed quite a bit. So yeah, it's good because you find other people who express the same interests as you and you feel like you fit in more with people in the society.
Hi, I'm Tori. I've been involved with manga and anime society, poetry club, and I've been involved in starting up Dumbledore's Army and Fandom / Book Club. I think I liked it mainly because I obviously was new to the college, so I didn't really have that many friends apart from those I came into college with, which also includes Beth. And then also I thought it might look good on CVs and uni applications if I wrote that I started up societies. I think it helps you a lot because you go to this society where you have like stuff in common with all the people that are there. And then you get to talk to them and then you find out that like they may or may not have more things in common with you, and then you start to talk to them more and more, and then they introduce you to other people, and then you've got like this little circle of friends where before you didn't really necessarily have that many friends.
Hi, my name is Ruth Wu and I'm involved with the LGBT Society and the Anime and Manga Society. I found out about them because my friends signed up to them, and I didn't realise that LGBT happened before, but I knew about anime and manga because one of my friends runs it. It's more informal, so it's not like, oh, we've got a certain thing we've got to do today. It's more just friends hanging out and sharing an interest, and it's more, you get just to talk with your friends, and it's just a place to relax and like a safe environment to hang out, and you know, you won't be judged or anything.
Those are just some of the student societies that have run this year. Other societies that have run at the college include Film Society, Chess Club, Debate Society, Islamic Society, Sikh Society and Christian Union. You may have other interests as well. Freedom is the buzzword here. Students are free to meet as often as they wish, but it doesn't necessarily have to be every single week. What they do at these meetings is up to them, and the only way staff get involved is to support whatever the students want to do. That means that student development officers, or SDOs as we call them, are on hand to help them find a room to meet in and can be on hand to support in other ways if needed. Every year, the college offers a paid student development internship, which means that one of the SDOs is a student who's just finished at the college and is taking a year out before they move on to university or employment. Often it's this intern who's the point of contact for student societies, so students are dealing with someone very close to their own age. I hope our students have shown you what a great thing to be involved with student societies are. Not only can you have a lot of fun, but it's a great way to meet new people when you start college. When you join the college, make sure you speak to the student development officers who are based in our refectory to find out more about this. And if you have an idea for a student society that you want to set up, they'll help you do this. For more information about the college in general, visit our website at www.solihullsfc.ac.uk. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Thanks for listening.